Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line podcast network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line podcast network.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned. Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
You know, I was waiting for the first text that we received during Hog Reaction. Alongside Big C, I'm Ty Richardson. Phil Elson will be along with us just a sec to gather his things, to gather his thoughts. We'll be checking in live from Hoover. Okay, it's brought to you by our friends at the Stadium Shop on Razorback and Cofer Sports Center. Didn't even have to wait till the show started on the McCarty Daniel Hotline for that text. That text I know that was going to go overboard. This comes from Gary and Fayetteville saying the team is embarrassing themselves and the fans. Gary, they lost 9-6, brother. Kentucky just for whatever reason is a bad matchup for you this year. Now, they win the technically season series unless you see them at another point this season. You're not going to get paired up with them as a regional. They're going to be a national seed just like you are, but they had your number for whatever reason. I'm not going to make too much of a deal out of it. Y'all know how I feel about divisions. I feel very similar about the SEC tournament. I don't think it's worth going all out for, as evidenced by the three last national champions, which are 1-7 in this thing. And oh, by the way, the last three SEC tournament winners have failed to make the College World Series. This is a nothing burger. That's all it is. And I know that you'd like to see hanging a little bit longer, but let's just go to what Dave said, what he told Phil right before they got going. There was a plan in place.
You know, and then in our situation today is that, you know, we're not going to throw him very long. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. But, you know, I remember last time when he pitched against them, they fought him as good as anybody we played all year as far as fouling off pitches and driving up his pitch count. They've got a tough lineup.
And they challenged him today, just like they did in that game one. I mean, Hagen, again, pitched two innings, gave up the hits. It was just kind of a weird thing, right? He has the leadoff walk, and then you have a misfire. I mean, he still had four strikeouts, right, in two innings. Not many college baseball guys can have four strikeouts in two innings, but it was just a weird start to the game, and he ends up getting pulled. They answer Gage Wood, who gives up a couple home runs. Then they go Will McIntyre, Tiger Molina. We saw a couple pitchers that you wondered if you were going to see in Tiger Molina. I know Tiger didn't necessarily give you any assurance that he's going to be fully ready to go. I still wonder about his health. I really do. Brady just has not looked like himself the last, and not just last few weeks, but a good chunk of this season. And I hope he rounds into form because he is a crucial part of this pitching rotation and a big part of this team. Unfortunately, did not give any solace, Big C, on the way he performed in Hoover, Alabama today.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a letdown, I guess you could say. But nothing. I mean, is there anything that he can do to show that he's like not a good pitcher all of a sudden? I mean, he's been great all season. The offense is going to have to wake up. Some more guys are going to have to get going. Hagen Smith we'll probably come in and shut down teams in the regional and the super regional, but the offense is going to have to answer the bell at some point. You know, you go 0-2, not the best, but look, I can understand if you made the trip to Hoover. Obviously, you want to see the Razorbacks win, but this isn't the worst thing. We've seen teams go 0-2 and, you know, make it to the College World Series. We've seen them win it and not make it. So you really can't put too much stock in what happens. There were some things, maybe like a few too many errors, I guess.
Let's talk about that. Like that. Glad you brought that up. So let's see. I think you finished with 3 errors today, unless they added another one. Y'all, you've had 33 on the season. So 9% of your errors during the course of this season occurred today. Wow. Think about that. 9% of your errors on the season, 3, I think, is what you ended up with. If you ended up with more, I'm going to have to go back and double check on that. But that's just unheard of for Arkansas baseball defensively. It's not typical at all. And that was just what it was. Your offense really didn't let you down. Your offense had 9 hits, a handful of home runs. I mean, we know what Peyton Holt did today.
Here's the pitch. A high fly ball to deep left field. Back is Waldschmidt at the fence. He leaps, and it's out of here. Holt hits a 3-run homer, and they're back in the game. 1-1. Change up. Hit in the air to deep left by Holt. Waldschmidt's running back. Peyton Holt hit his second home run.
Peyton got it going a little bit, which is good.
It was the Peyton Holt show today.
And that's what it was last year, right? Peyton, when you needed a big hit last year, that's what he did. So I was happy for him. I know that, again, you ended up with 9 hits on it. It was when your offense let you down. It was your pitching and defense, which has not necessarily been a staple. I mean, if not for that, you win this game and move on. Just didn't go according to plan. All right, Jerry has called in on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Again, it's Hog Reaction, myself, Big C, Tyler answering the phones. If you want to jump in here, do so. 877-377-6963. What's up, Jerry?
How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
Doing good. Hey, Ty, I'm right there with you, man. This tournament is clearly a nothing burner, to use your terminology. You know, you look at the past 3 national championship winners, they've combined to win 1 game in Hoover.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, you know, the past few champions who won it, you know, Vanderbilt last year, I believe Tennessee the year before.
And then Arkansas the year before that. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they don't win the national championship, and they haven't even made it to Omaha. So I'm right there with you. Like, there's no cause for concern, in my opinion. You also look at 2022 Arkansas. They went 0-2 in Hoover, and, you know, were a Dylan DeLucia, you know, complete game from sweeping OU in the national championship. So I'm not concerned about that. But, Ty, I do want to ask you, and you're probably asked this question a lot, and maybe you've talked about it a little bit, and you probably don't want to hear it, but I mean, does the Hagan Smith, not his outing concern you, but the fact that, you know, his velo did go from, you know, high to mid-90s to 91 in the second inning. Mm-hmm. You know, there have been, you know, kind of murmurs that, I think I saw something on Facebook, so keep in mind social media, but, like, there was a video circulating of Hagan saying, like, I felt something, like, maybe with his arm. Do you think there's any concern with potentially, you know, his arm going forward? And I mean, I hope not, because you think about Arkansas sports, I mean, he has been the best pitcher in the country all year, and I would absolutely hate for the last start of before postseason and probably the most meaningless game, there'd be something wrong with him. So the floor is yours, Ty. Thank you, sir, and I'll listen to the answer to the question. Thank you, guys.
Jerry, appreciate it. Kind of backed me in the wall there. I have no idea if there's any injury. I hope that it is, like I just said, that them losing 2 straight games in Hoover's a nothing burger. I hope there's nothing to this at all. The velocity part of your call is true. He was down typically to where he is, and I had wondered about that as I was watching kind of the late pitches, if there was any. But, like, I think we assume the worst, right? And I know that I've been given a hard time occasionally on this program, not this program, but in the mornings, about assuming the worst about Arkansas baseball. And that's, Jerry, I'm like you. That's where my thought went immediately. I mean, can you imagine? And I don't even know if I want to put this out in the stratosphere, but I'm going to. Like, if Hagan did and wasn't, like, it's almost hard to like, compute. And so I don't want to. We're going to hear from Dave Van Horn, I would guess, soon. I haven't listened to his press conference yet. We'll get some of those audio clips. That was a pregame clip that we just played. But, yeah, I'm curious to some of the things that he had to say following to get a 9-6 loss to the Kentucky Wildcats. I will say we're getting a couple texts here on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. If you want to jump in like Jerry did, you can do so at 877-377-6963. JT doesn't feel too confident about them kind of being where they are. We also got another response on YouTube about losing 5 of 7s. I think it was the errors that kind of threw me off today. I know Hagan, again, had that short outing. You heard Dave's plan right there. But that was what I was just I was just shocked by more than anything. It's not a concern for me moving forward. You heard Chris Burke and Dave Neal talk about it during the broadcast. They're the number one team tied with Mississippi State for the best fielding percentage in the in the conference, right? So it's not all of a sudden they're just going to fall apart. I can't see that happening. But it was just weird to me, Big C.
I think it just tells me maybe they weren't laser focused. I mean, well, that's is that so hard to believe? I mean, there's no benefit to really going up there and winning it other than just holding the trophy. I mean, it may give you a little confidence, but we've seen baseball's a weird sport. You run into one team, it doesn't matter how good you played the week before, the day before, you could get shut down.
It's odd how it goes from time to time.
BetOnline is your number one source for all summer sports, from Major League Baseball, golf, to the NBA and NHL playoff stats. They've got all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
And we welcome you back to Hog Reaction, brought to you by our friends at the Stadium Shop on Razorback. You can go see Robert, Elizabeth, Matt, and their team. Stop by for not just the best baseball gear, the best summer gear, the best gear out there, as they like to say. The largest selection of Arkansas stuff, south of the North Pole. Shop on Razorback.com. It doesn't get any more Razorback than the Stadium Shop. And Cofer's Boat Center in Fort Smith. They have a huge selection of new boats that we can see on their website, Cofers.com. That's Cophers.com. Your trusted dealer for Malibu, Axis, Camus, Lowe, and more. Cofer's Boat Center, providing family fun since 1971. We go live to Hoover, Alabama, where our buddy Phil Elson is waiting by. I'm kind of, as we've been talking during the break, Phil, I was kind of going over Dave Van Horn's press conference, and he added in Mason Molina and Peyton Holt. It kind of got lost and lost, but an awakening for Peyton Holt with those three bombs today, Phil.
Yeah, I mean, those are the positives to take from it, and I like that there are positives that you can point to. You know, Brady Taggart looked really good for an inning. Mason Molina looked really good for two innings. I think Arkansas needs both of those pitchers, maybe to make it through a regional and certainly to get all the way to the College World Series. And you're not going to win a national title without those two guys doing something big. To see Peyton Holt hit the two home runs is great. But this was a poorly played game today. This is one of the sloppier games that Arkansas has played out of the 57 games they've played this year. And that'll happen sometimes. I hope they got it out of their system today, because I don't know if you can play like they did today and win against teams that are used to winning games. Then you're going to see those kind of teams in a regional next weekend, no matter who they are. They all know how to win baseball games. And if you make three errors, if there are three or four other plays that should have been made but didn't get made, if you continuously leave 8 to 10 runners on base, you're going to struggle. So, I mean, there's a lot to clean up from yesterday. But, yeah, there's some good things to take away, too.
Yeah, I think about where Arkansas is the last handful of games, Phil. And I know some people are disappointed to maybe how they played the last 10 or so. But it's not like the competition is and I hate to use that you're going to take a dip at competition next week, because we don't know who the 2 seed. We don't know what the regional is going to look like. We'll find out, I guess, the teams on Monday. But I mean, it's the SEC for a reason, and they played some really good ball clubs a lot, and particularly national seeds, I guess, what, 6 out of the last 10 games, if my math's correct on that, right?
Yeah. I mean, look, there's a difference between talent level and a team that just plays good baseball. Whomever comes in next week plays good baseball. I don't think you make it to the NCAA tournament as a 2 or a champion, and the 4 seed that comes in is going to be a conference champion. They take advantage of teams' mistakes. So, yeah, there will be a gap in talent between Arkansas and whomever they face on Friday and then probably whomever they face on Saturday. you're not going to see a collection of talent like you see at Hoover, and I think that also includes potentially the College World Series. But tools and talent are much different than what you're able to do to put those things into action. And you're going to face teams next week that are good at playing, I'd expect, fundamental baseball, good at taking advantage of mistakes, not just taking mistakes of errors, but plays that aren't made, double plays that aren't turned, free bases that are given. You know, look at the four stolen bases that Kentucky had today. And look, you'll probably face some teams in a postseason regional that steal a base or two now and again. And I didn't feel like Arkansas pitchers held runners very well today. I mean, some of those steals were just because the pitcher wasn't paying very close attention. That's the kind of mistake that opponents take. It's not an error, but it is a mistake that a team will take advantage of. And I saw too many of those mistakes today. There are the three errors, but there's about three or four plays that didn't get made. There were the steals. I mean, really, if you look at mistakes, there probably were 6 to 7 to 8 mistakes today, and it's tough to win a ball game when you make that many mistakes.
And it's not typical of a Dave Van Horn ball club to have that. The three errors you just mentioned, that's 9% of your errors this season. You mentioned the Bay. I heard you guys talking before the game about Hagen's ability to hold runners on. And again, I think Kentucky, correct me if I'm wrong, Phil, don't they have like 20 more bases stolen this season like any other SEC team? So you know it was in the game plan, it was on film and talked about before the game. It just didn't stick, unfortunately, for this ball club. But when you look at, like, and we mentioned the defense and the errors and stuff, I mean, you're hitting, you had 9 hits, but going off what Peyton Stovall said after the loss yesterday to South Carolina, it's just the inability at times when you have guys in either scoring position or on base to bring them home. They have had, I mean, this is not like, you look at the hitting count, they're not at the tail end of the SEC. They just, for whatever reason, weakness of this team this year, unfortunately, has been bringing guys when they've been on base.
Yesterday, it was about the middle of the batting order leaving guys on base, mostly Aloy and Sprague Lott, and they hit the ball well enough, just not those two when they had the opportunities to knock in runs late. Today, it was that the offense really got started too late. By the time you even had a base hit before 2 outs in an inning, you're down 6-0. It's too difficult to continue. You know, the first 5 innings, they didn't have a base runner until 2 outs in each of the first 5 innings and couldn't string anything together. You know, and they came down from 6-0 against Mississippi State. They came down, I think, from 7-0 against Texas Tech. But those comebacks started in the second or third innings, not the sixth inning, which is what happened today. And, they didn't stop Kentucky from scoring either. So, we look at the numbers, 6 runs on 9 hits usually should win a game for Arkansas. The problem is this is the second time Kentucky has scored 9 or more runs against the Hogs. I mean, that's a really good team. I'm really impressed with Kentucky. Their fielders today is a humongous reason why they won the ball game. Not necessarily the 2 home runs, a home run saving catch, a couple of nice plays by infielders up the middle, nice plays by the third baseman. I mean, they're kind of a complete team. I don't think they have guys that blow you away with big velocity, but they have guys who know how to pitch. And they just played a lot better than Arkansas did today. They hit a lot better. And look, when they take advantage of Hagen walking the first batter, then a pickoff that goes errant, and then the next thing, they're basically allowed to play the style of game they want to play. And that's what Kentucky likes to do, is make a team feel uncomfortable. And I don't think that Arkansas ever felt comfortable today. Part of it was maybe, I don't know, their mindset, or they just didn't play a good game. A lot of it was also just what Kentucky did to them. That's what they've been doing to teams all year.
McCarthy, that kid that you mentioned, that Rob McLaughlin's all home run, apparently that's his first of his career. So that just goes to show you it was not Arkansas's day today. Now, we got a text in here, Phil, on the McCarthy Dana hotline from Jim in Fayetteville asking about settling on a lineup. Did Edmiston do anything, not just today, the last 2 days, that makes you feel like he has a better chance to lock up that left field? Or is it still, you think, in flux this next weekend?
Ty, the regular season is over and Hoover is over. we don't know who the left fielder is for this team. That's just a fact. I don't even think we know who the center fielder is for this team. You're settled on the infield. You know Kendall Diggs is the right fielder. Kendall has, if we're waiting for Kendall to turn it on, I don't know if you can just turn it on automatically after 57 games. By this time, the team is what they are, and maybe they'll break out and have a big couple of games offensively in the regional. But I can't tell you who the left fielder is going to be. I don't think Dave Van Horn can tell you who the left fielder is going to be. You get think of all the guys who've had opportunities to try to lock down left field even before this last month. Jason Jones, Peyton Holt, yep. Will Edmondson, Ross Lovich. And Holt, you know, has kind of locked it down because he's in center field and Willensmeyer doesn't play. But the lineup continuously is changing because there is they haven't found the recipe to how you put a lineup together that leads to really getting going downhill and building some offensive momentum. It works every once in a while, but it hasn't necessarily led to momentum. And Dave likes to put a lineup together, 1 through 9, that's the same every single game. That's what Kentucky does. Kentucky's got the exact same lineup, 1 through 9. They don't change the spots in their lineup very often. Well, they've had an offense that's kind of been clicking all year long, and the Hogs' offense has clicked off and on. So I don't know what the lineup's going to look like. I could take a guess at it, but it's just an educated guess, and I'd probably be proven wrong by whatever Dave puts out there on Friday next week.
Now I guess the next news for Hog baseball fans is this Sunday and Monday. You're going to find out what seeding you are on Sunday for the regional, and then I guess you'll be a national seed, so you know you'll get a super if you win that weekend. And then you'll find out the teams on Monday. And just kind of this, it's a little different than, let's say, the NCAA tournament. I guess they'll fly home later. You guys will fly home later on today, but it's just kind of a waiting game for the next few days now, Phil.
It's exactly what it is, you know. And I know what I want to do. I just kind of want to get my mind off of baseball for a little bit, you know. I mean, this is actually a weekend because they won't play this weekend. It is the first weekend since the second weekend of February that they won't have games. So,
oh wow,
you got to take advantage of that. Really, I mean, it'd be great to be here and playing on a Saturday to try to get to the championship game of the SEC tournament. But I mean, we want to try to look at this as a positive. They now have a weekend where they don't have to worry about a thing. They're set as far as national seed is concerned. They know they're going to be playing at home. They don't have to, like, you know, hurry and pack or anything like that. They can take their time. So you can look at that as a positive. I'm not going to watch any of the SEC tournament this weekend. My son's birthday is tomorrow. I'm actually going to get home to be home for his birthday for the first time in years. So I'm excited about that. And I think this is a really good Arkansas baseball team. They did not play well today. Good teams don't put that many bad games back to back. I think they'll show up next weekend. I think they'll play well.
What was it, a week or so ago that Dave said he was locking up the clubhouse and just to give the guys an extra day or two off? I would maybe that same mentality is taken this weekend before the regional next weekend.
Yeah. You know, just, I mean, even after that, once the season's over, a lot of them end up going to play summer collegiate ball or you know, get ready for the draft and everything. They're not going to be a lot of weekends in the middle of a season where they kind of just have a chance to relax, go fishing, go swimming, sleep in, you know, have a night out, something like that. You know, I mean, be a late teenager, be an early 20-something. Don't go crazy, but take advantage of these days where you don't have to put a lot of stress on your body. You can rest, and you know, they have it right there in front of them, man. I mean, it really is. What you're trying to do in the regular season is achieve enough to be a top 8 national seed. They've done that. It's right there in front of them. And I don't think they need to go home hanging their heads from what's happened here.
Well, Phil, I know that you've got some stuff between now and the flight home to get taken care of. And you just did a long broadcast, and it started a little early for you. So we appreciate you joining us. And be safe getting home there, man. Tell the little man happy birthday tomorrow for me.
Yeah, Gabe's turning 13. I'm excited about it. He has no clue that I'm coming home. So it's gonna be a surprise when he wakes up tomorrow.
Big 1-3. That is see you, buddy. That is Phil Ellison, the voice of Razorback Baseball, Women's Basketball, and, of course, co-host of Halftime with our buddy Matt Jones. We appreciate him jumping in. Again, all of our live coverage this week has been brought to you by our friends at the Stadium Shop on Razorback and Kofers Boat Center in Fort Smith. When we return, we're going to hear directly from your head baseball coach. We've got some calls here on the McCarty Daniel Hotline that we're going to field as well, and a few texts. It's Hog Reaction following a 9-6 loss to the Kentucky Wildcats. You look at the overall statistics, though, that Arkansas finds themselves in the conference, in pitching categories. They're number one or number two in almost every one of them. So, that being said, you hope that that is your position of strength this year. And again, the hitting was there today. He had nine hits. He could have brought some more guys home, but I mean, he scored six runs. He just allowed nine. It's not...
The pitching has masked a lot of the hitting
woes. Yes, it has.
When the pitching's not great, then your offense is forced to... I mean, and they scored a lot of runs today, but so did the other team. So you'd like to see them both kind of clicking at the same time, and that's easier said than done. And that the Kendall Diggs thing, like, that kind of reminds me of the Brady Slavens slump that he went through a couple years ago.
That is an excellent comparison, Big C.
I mean, he was a great, great piece to the lineup all year, and then towards the end of the season and into the postseason just kind of fell off a little bit. But we never took him out of the lineup.
Let's go to some players. Let's go to Dave. Let's hear what they said after the game. First and foremost, opening statement from your head baseball coach.
You know, when we made a mistake, they hit it out of the park for the most part. And we didn't play a clean game. You know, the first inning, we got behind early, threw a ball away and didn't catch a ball at second. And, you know, bang, we gave them two runs. And they're tough to catch because when they get ahead of you, they can do some things. And
now they bear down on you a little bit. But then Holt gave you some life. Holt the Colt, as he's been dubbed by a fellow Batesville native. I don't know if he has had that nickname before, but that was what a fellow Batesville native that I was texting during the day dubbed him. And I think that with Peyton Holt, Gage Wood, he's a fellow Batesville native with Gage Wood, but he loves Peyton Holt, so he calls him Holt the Colt. So Holt brings him life, right? He brings him in, he gets that... Was it a three-run shot? It was either two or three-run shot. Yeah, three-run shot, and all of a sudden, all right, it's a game. It's, what, 6-4 at that point, Big C?
Yes.
And you're thinking, they're going to get things going. And just unfortunately wasn't able to push on really consistently from that.
I thought that one was going to get robbed, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it barely cleared, but the one McLaughlin hit was...
First time that kid's ever done that in his career, yeah, is what I heard. First time ever. Now, pitching. You asked about pitching, Jay, and... Again, a lot of questions. I wonder what Dave Van Horn and Matt Hobbs, those conversations are the next couple days about Mason Molina.
It was really good to see Mason pitch well again. He threw well in relief. Game two against A&M, the game we needed to win to wrap up the West. This is his first outing since, and he matched it again, threw really well. So
good performance. And I question if you put him back in the starting rotation because you feel like he earned it back, or if he likes pitching out of the pen. I don't know. I don't have those inner workings, those inner conversations. It's just something that I think is intriguing when it comes to him moving forward. And for Mason, that's what he said about it.
I'm going to throw where I'm needed, and that's up for them to decide, and I'm just going to go out there and pitch to the best of my ability wherever they want me. So we haven't talked about it yet, but I'm just going to go out there and throw to the best of my abilities.
You got to remember, this is a kid in Lubbock, Texas, was their Friday starter. I think his second team All-Big 12 performer. So he's known what it's like for pressure. And again, regardless of where he puts him, you just hope it rounds out. Now, I mentioned with Phil earlier, Arkansas is going to have a couple days. Maybe some of you will watch the SEC baseball tournament the rest of the way. Maybe some of you will check out till next weekend. I completely understand that. I don't really have much of an interest in watching many of the games this weekend. I want to see who wins the thing, and then I want to see who Arkansas gets which seed Arkansas gets as of Sunday, and then the teams that will be announced on Monday. And then you kind of revamp your baseball energy, your optimism. You start talking about it. I mean, who gets in your regional? Like that's the question you ask yourself between now and then. That, and is this baseball team going to turn around? You almost have to compartmentalize this weekend from next weekend, potentially the weekend after. I know it's technically a postseason tournament. It's the SEC baseball postseason tournament, but I know SEC. And ESPN executives and SEC Network executives would tell you otherwise, but it's just not that big of a deal. It's just not. And
the only time we refer to what happened in Hoover is like at the end of the season, like after everything's played out. I mean, nobody cares about this. This time next week, We're going to be thinking about who's in our regional. We're not going to care about this.
Nope. That is the big thing this week. And in terms of the regional, the setup next week, I'm excited to tell you that we're going to be live at the Stadium Shop on Razorback. That is going to be a lot of fun seeing Robert, seeing Matthew, seeing Elizabeth this next Friday prior to the regional. And again, them and Cofers Boat Center and Fort Smith have been a part of our SEC tournament coverage this week. Appreciate them helping us out with everything live in Hoover, Alabama. Coming up, Derek Ruskin, Zach Arns, DQ will take you the next 5 hours, discuss baseball, and who knows what else. I mean, I can't. My rundown, it looks a lot different than Derek's.
Your
I
guess
can tell
is
you
as
that
good as mine.
That's the way to look at it. But they take you next for the next 5 hours, so stay tuned right here on ESPN Arkansas, hitthatline.com, and our brand new Hit That Line Now app.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
Did you know Bridgestone developed a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials? Making a difference today for future generations. That's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis, which could lead to psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx treats both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 mg dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 mg dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
Hey, go-getters. Let Noom Sport Hydration Tablets power up your fun and keep you ready to move. Simply drop, dissolve, and enjoy crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade or lemon lime. With 5 essential electrolytes and crafted with clean, non-GMO, vegan, and gluten-free ingredients, Noom should be your go-to hydration choice. Because when you're hydrated, you can do more, go further, and recover quicker. Shop now on NoomLife.com and get ready for endless fun, because anything can happen after noon.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.